Hello, this is Suzanne Smith-Nash, and I'm really happy to be here today to talk to you a little bit about things, issues in e-learning. Today's topic is, do your online classes engage you? If not, you're at risk. So, if you are just starting your college career and you're wondering what your odds are of graduating, don't read some of the reports you'll find on college graduation rates. They will scare you. You may even start wondering if you'll spend the rest of your adult life paying off student loans for a degree you never even finished. Before you panic, please keep in mind that there is hope. Hope comes in the form of well-designed online programs. But before we look at the ray of hope, let's take a look at the grim realities. Low graduation and retention rates are nothing new. For the last three decades, rigorous college graduation and retention studies have been conducted among traditional college students, and despite the implementation of numerous retention strategies, the numbers continue to disappoint. The graduation rate, after 6 years, continues to hover around 50%. For federal financial aid programs, these numbers point to a very bad return on investment because the people who do not finish their studies with a diploma often default on their loans. For distance education programs, especially those based on correspondence courses, the numbers are significantly worse. They range from 18 to 35%. There is some evidence to suggest that online programs have graduation rates that approach those of traditional college students. But where do college problems and programs lose students? What causes students to decide not to complete their degree? The main contributing reasons can be expressed in one word: engagement. Students who are not engaged with their courses, with their fellow students, with their instructors, are going to feel as though they exist outside the system. They are not likely to have sufficient motivation to be able to overcome the normal anxieties and ambiguities that characterize any educational program or system. So let's turn back to what we mentioned a minute ago. Yes, there is hope. And you'll see that hope is coming from unexpected places. While colleges and universities have argued for years that engagement is best in a face-to-face environment, and they have pointed to correspondence course completion rates to support their point, the truth is technology is engaging us more effectively, more efficiently, and more often. Here are a few of the ways that your online course contains the elements that are said to be directly related to student success. 1. Engaged with the course content. Successful students are those who do not procrastinate. You'll do much better in your course if you stick to a schedule and log into your class at least once every few days. Get involved, read, relate your readings to your course goals, and think about what it means to you. Then comment on it on the discussion board. 2. Engaged with the learning services. You will do well in an online course if you take advantage of all of the student support services that make sense to you given your plan of study. Use the online library. Contact the Writing Center. Let them review your papers. Check out sample papers and practice tests. Feel comfortable with the content. Don't feel as though you're going to be in for a few nasty surprises. Engaged with instructors. Ask your instructors for feedback, ask questions about your course, and, if appropriate, share how the course relates to your professional, personal, or academic goals. Engaged and challenged. What happens if you're taking a course that bores you? What if it's too easy? What if you're left dreading it? Study after study shows that students do better when they are exposed to challenging intellectual and creative work. So, you may be in a position where you have to figure out a way to make it interesting to you, even if it is not at all interesting in the way it is presented. Here are a couple of ways. A. Research the topic in the online library. Find aspects that interest you. B. Volunteer to mentor or coach a person in your class. Explaining concepts requires higher order mastery of the material. It's a great way to keep your knowledge fresh and ready to apply. C. Simulate a Meet the Press or Larry King Live or Point Counterpoint news show over your topic. Post questions to fellow students in the discussion board area. Ask your professor to moderate or set up a special space where you can play a Meet the Press kind of role play debate on your topic. You can do this in the following way. Log into Instant Messenger or Internet Telephony for audio like Skype and debate the points and issues in your class. Active learning is collaborative and situated. If you're bored with your course or confused, you may be feeling very isolated and unable to reach out and have your questions answered. Discussion board requirements are, in theory, an opportunity for collaborative learning. In reality, though, you may suspect that a lot of people are just going through the motions. You're posting canned responses to canned questions. This is not good. A well-designed discussion area allows you to start new threads and to ask your instructor to post new topics. Posting should not be a mechanical act. Post thoughts that show actual sparks of life and interest. That's engagement. 6. Some courses almost cry out for you to apply what you're learning to your life. In a traditional face-to-face class, you may be going out into the community and doing volunteer work, or at the very least, interacting and observing people. In the virtual world, community takes on a new meaning and a new dynamic. A course that engages you on many levels is one that pulls you into internet communities of interest, practice, and objective. Blogs, social networking, and other communities give you a chance to share ideas, images, articles, even humanizing snippets of audio, video, slide, or slideshows. 7. Supportive eCampus resources. It is always nice to have resources. Share practice tests. Discuss sample papers. Argue a point with your study buddy. Ask for help on the newest version of the learning management system that your college is using. Getting in touch with others is always good. The danger is that your college might set up too many bulletin boards, message centers, and email accounts, resulting in a confusing array of options. Ideally, methods of communication are clear. We've discussed a number of strategies that you can use to keep yourself engaged, and thus improve your chances of making it to graduation and of achieving your other academic goals. Remember that when you keep yourself engaged, you are also keeping your motivation level at a very high and positive level. Keep yourself engaged, and you'll be part of the new group of college students, the online learners, whose graduation rates are about 70% and whose techniques and strategies are being emulated by the traditional programs. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this. And this is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Thoughts on e-learning.